The matter for Dutchess County Clerk Bradford Kendall is the cost of processing the opt-out forms, whereby pistol permit holders may fill out a form opting out of having their names and addresses publicly disclosed in response to Freedom of Information Act requests. A spokesman for the governor has previously said the forms can be made readily available online and at no cost to counties. And while the Republican Kendall says the forms are available online in Dutchess, he says the financial burden sets in after the forms are completed.
Once the opt-out lines are filled out, they're returned to our office, and that's where the expense begins. We have to cross-index the opt-out forms. We have to forward them to the court for the licensing officer to approve or disapprove. Then we then have to notify the sheriff's office that they've been approved or disapproved, and then we have to attach the document to the current pistol permit license, and all that costs money.
He says so far he's received more than 2,000 requests.
Just under $16 a document. So if you do the math and take 2,000 we've received and multiply times 16, you're at $32,000 to date.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo issued the following statement in response. Quote, "We do not believe this process should cost nearly this much. We will continue to partner and provide assistance to counties and local officials on implementing this process." End of quote. Again, here's Kendall.
I have not yet seen where there's been a process put in place for the county to make a claim for the monies due. And so that's what the letter's all about. It's requesting him to tell Dutchess County and the rest of the county clerks across the state how they can go about claiming reimbursement for their efforts.
Democratic State Assemblyman Frank Skartatos is one of those copied on Kendall's letter. Skartatos, whose district includes the city of Poughkeepsie, says, quote, "The governor has indicated that he is open to changes to the SAFE Act that are not central to the legislative intent, but would present practical improvements." And Skartatos goes on to say that he believes if the problem stated by the Dutchess County clerk is statewide, then the governor and the legislature would consider offering assistance. In neighboring Putnam County, Republican Clerk Dennis Sant says any cost affiliated with implementing the opt-out provision has been minimal and will be absorbed at no cost to county taxpayers.
We find it to be a minimal type of investment in getting the word out on the opt-out forms and having the proper personnel here in the office to serve the public. But it hasn't been an overwhelming situation financially for Putnam County.
And he says the opt-out forms are readily available online.
We did put it immediately up on our website. I made sure that every town hall, every village hall had a packet of the opt-out forms. I made sure that every gun club in Putnam County and every dealer in Putnam County also had a stack. We probably had close to 500 as of this date fill the forms out.
He says he had to hire a temporary worker to help with the onslaught at the beginning, but overall the process is working smoothly. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.